I'd like to advise the citizens of Wolfco that Bontecoucheur government, in collaboration with the government of Yukon, has issued an evacuation notice to the citizens of the community, and that any citizens in the community that would like to get onto the first planes out of Oko needs to come to the community hall. We have an emergency management center set up here. We have a team established here at the hall, at the Darius Alive Community Hall. We'd like the community members to please come to the hall and register here. We need to fill out an evacuation form that will be shared with Air North. We have a plane coming in this evening. The plane that's coming in this evening is going to start taking citizens from Oko to Nunavut temporarily until we bring everyone out, and then we will fly them into Whitehorse. Now, I want to say to the citizens that it's not imminent fire threat at the moment. The fires that you've seen and heard of over the course of the last week are still situated 5 kilometers to the south of the community. To the north, there's a huge fire at Berry Mountain, which is 12 kilometers away. That fire is a large fire. The greatest concern at the moment, and this is why the decision was made to evacuate citizens, is we are expecting 30 kilometer an hour winds out of the north, and it's a measure that we determined is the necessary measure due to the imminent pressures of the fire, because of our isolation, because of the time it takes to mobilize. It's best for us to get the community situated in a safe environment. So we are doing that at the moment. Wanted to assure the citizens that are outside of community, we as the leadership on the ground in Oko are mobilizing with our team to communicate and answer any questions that citizens have here at the Darius Alive Center. We have a clean airspace set up here. We have food here. We ask citizens to please come to the hall, speak to us, get the information directly from the source. Don't listen to other third-hand information or, you know, misinformation. Come to the hall. Speak to the team. They will give you very detailed instructions and very detailed information on what's happening and how this will unfold. Supporting the people that are here and reminding them to get out of community, that's our major priority right now. I would like the community to just remain calm, but also ask the community to, you know, just walk through your essentials. What is it that you need to bring with you? Remember that you only have a bag with you. We will mobilize full capacity out on the planes out, so there's limitations. We will be bringing small pets. We will not be bringing large dogs. Human life is priority for us. But at the moment, we don't need to run. We just need to walk slowly because the fire is not coming at us. But there's a threat that the fire might pick up. So we're just preparing to protect community and to move in that towards that direction of evacuating community.